welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And we're here with Angus.
Hello.
Mackenzie.
Hi.
Baylor.
Sup.
Lisa.
What even day is it today? I cannot
it's
even.
Wednesday.
What day is it?
Alex.
Hey.
And Jeanette.
Hi.
And I'm Justin. And yeah, we're watching The Big Nights today. The Big Nights, it was my pick, wasn't it?
Yes. So
The Big Nights is a TV show, a cartoon TV show. Very short episodes. They're only 9-minute episodes. And there's only 13 of them. But they were shown in 1999, but they had some really good characters in it, really good humour.
And people that made it went on to make Peppa Pig.
Made Peppa Pig, yeah. So it's in the same style.
Yeah.
It was the earliest computer animated.
So
this is for an older audience than Peppa Pig.
No,
it's hard to say what the target audience was, I think is why they only made 13 episodes.
They did
the same thing we did Peppa Pig did Ben and Holly as well, which was a kids show. I had to watch all of that stuff on ABC too. But and it's that same type of humour where you're this is for.
Well, this was made for the Christmas holidays, so who knows who. But the big names in it were Brian Blessed.
Oh my God, he's on Peppa Pig.
Not the best knight, but the most enthusiastic.
Not the greatest swordsman in the world, but the most enthusiastic.
And the bassest baritone.
I love Brian Blessed.
David Rintel is Sir Boris, the greatest swordsman in the world. And Timothy West.
Yes. No. Either we'll learn on watching the episode, or we won't learn, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So Timothy West is King
Otto. Do we know any of these people?
No. Timothy West is a classic English character actor. And his son Samuel West is also really well known now in loads of roles.
They've been in lots of roles.
They have faces that we may have seen.
Yeah. Not related to Kanye West at all.
Coronation Street, EastEnders.
They're minor roles.
They're minor roles, yeah.
Timothy West.
Yeah, I was going to say, name an English actor that wasn't on Coronation Street, EastEnders.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Anyway.
He's an actor with a face that we may or may not have seen.
Prunella Scales.
He's married to Prunella Scales, yeah.
Oh, Tim West is?
Timothy West, yeah.
Yeah, so Prunella Scales was on Ben and Holly and Peppa Pig. And
she's now got dementia, apparently.
Wasn't she the wife of Fazzy Fawlty in Fawlty Towers?
Yeah, she's Sybil Fawlty in Fawlty Towers.
That's Queen Melissa.
You will have seen Timothy West doing guest roles in a lot. He was a really well-known English actor. And he would have been in so many things as, like, the guest. And he's always this sort of gruff.
Just another one, if it was a live thing, I'd be like, oh, yeah, he can.
Most likely.
It seems to be whenever we watch old stuff and shows actors that we know as being old and then we watch them from a show in the 60s and 70s, I spend most of the episode lusting over them and then everyone makes fun of me.
I definitely need to bring
you. Samuel West played Prince Caspian in Voyage of the Dawn Treader, the BBC.
Not the
Hollywood.
The BBC.
The proper one. They were really well done. I've got them on my
list. So what you're saying is I need to bring Bird of Prey to the table because that features a younger Vernon Dursley from...
Uncle Vernon, It is actually a really good series.
He's been in stuff way back, though, too, wasn't he? Like, I recognised him even on the first Harry Potter.
Pre-90s.
Yes, pre-90s. It would have been 80s.
Yeah, 80s. It was very early.
Both of computers. And,
And
it was sort of like a hacker...
Yeah,
espionage.
Really good show. I've been planning on bringing it to the table for a while. Yeah.
And if you ever play a role-playing game with the bureaucracy skill,
it's because of
Bird of Prey, because he is a bureaucrat and he uses his bureaucratic skills to win everything. It's amusing. It's really good. So The Big Nights is all about Sir Boris and Sir Morris, who are incredibly strong and brave, but also stupid. And they fluff up everything, but they solve crises, but usually cause more destruction in doing so.
They're the sort of people who go, hooray, we've won, in the room of fire sort thing, yeah, that the dog sits in and goes, everything is fine.
Yeah.
And that's usually the king after the big knights have saved the kingdom. Yeah.
Is that a cup of tea? Let me swill that. delicious.
Yeah, so I've not heard of this at all, I know Peppa Pig and I know Ben and Holly, which came afterwards. So
I know of them, but
the creators of this show then went on to do Ben and Holly and Peppa Pig. So are you looking forward to that, Kenzie? Except this is a show about knights. Or it's to do with nocturnal people. So depending on which spelling the knights is.
Knigets.
Yes. Silly English Knigets.
Yeah, so this one's really not well known, but when we saw it, it was just so good that we just kept it for years and years.
Yeah. Anyway. It's a family favourite.
Mm. Okay, so the two episodes we're going to watch are Ethel and the Imp.
I think that's an indie band I heard once.
Where
it sounds like an indie band.
Ethel and the Imp is where Sir Morris becomes an agent of evil and signs contracts and things like that. Yeah, and the second one.
Why are you just spoiling the episode? Name the episode.
Spoilers. Okay.
And shut up.
And the other one is Land of Vampires.
I thought we were doing two shows. We're watching two episodes.
Two episodes.
So then we're doing quickly episodes.
They're about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
do two 10-minute episodes.
Okay, so we'll get on, watch Big Nights, and we'll see you after the break. Okay, so that was the Big Nights. The magic plates weren't working.
The magic plates aren't working.
We say that so often. An oft-quoted line.
There was a small little YouTube video I remember seeing about someone going, my partner disappeared, but I think she fell on the magic table.
Yes.
And they're like, the magic table. There's two police officers, a male and a female one. The female's like, the magic table? And it's like, yeah. I've left all sorts of mess on this table, but the following morning, it's always gone. So I think she fell on it and disappeared.
Oh, no.
And the female cop's like, are you kidding me? What?
And guy's like, yeah, I've loaded it up with, like, beer bottles,
I've
paints.
Deliberately made the biggest mess possible to see if it all disappeared. And, yeah, every morning without fail. So she must have fallen on it, disappeared, and broke the table somehow.
I just feel so angry.
And the female cop's going, you're an idiot. And then the male cop's like, no, I've got the same table at home.
It's a magic table. It's like a bit like in our house, like the magic table that just suddenly mysteriously cleans itself. And he's like, I've been trying to make the biggest mess, and then every morning it's all tidy, and then like all of the rubbish disappears. And then now my girlfriend's disappeared as well. And it's like, yeah, because she's left you because you're an idiot.
Because a relationship isn't supposed to lean heavily on one of the partners doing all the housework.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're worth more than that.
Mm-hmm. She understands that. Yeah. We're pretty 50-50 at home. Actually, no, we're pretty much 70-30. Like, Adrian does all the work.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Get
yourself the big knights have Adrian. No idea. Yeah. They don't even know how the kitchen works or what it even is.
Doesn't know one saucepan from the other.
Doesn't know anything. So what do you think, Angus? You've seen this a million times before.
Oh, I love the Big Nights. I think the Land of Vampires is one of my favourite episodes. They're all pretty classic. They really are.
And they sneak in 20th century or 21st century.
Yeah, there's telephones.
They've got mobile phones.
TVs.
What did you say? You said the best thing about it when we were watching it, Mackenzie. Remember when you commented you're watching it and what your first thought was? You got very angry.
You were saying
I said
it's a rip-off. It's a rip-off. Well, not
What's
a rip-off.
Rip-off?
Oh, what is it? Ben and Holly and
Peppa Pig.
Like, the characters look exactly like, and one of the characters have the same shape head as Peppa Pig's dad.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So they're rip-offs. And they just copy... Destroy.
A lot of the same voices are the same as well.
Yes, same voice.
So even sounds the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's because this came before that.
Yes. Yeah. So Morris plays the grandfather, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah.
In Peppa Pig.
And then I think I looked it up, and I think Sir Boris plays Peppa Pig's granddad, and then the one who plays Sir Morris plays another...
And Brian Blessed, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. So Brian Blessed plays Peppa Pig's granddad.
Right.
And then the other one, David Rintoul, plays Grandpa Dog. So it's like they're best mates.
in that.
And the best mate's granddad. So, and the granddad's best mate. Yeah.
Same team.
Yeah. And he also played Aerys Targaryen in Game of Thrones.
And is it Ethel who's the housekeeper?
Ethel's the housekeeper.
Ethel the housekeeper plays Mummy Pig in Peppa Pig.
Right.
Yep.
She's sort of their nanny. She looks after the poor, the boys.
She's the voice of reason in Peppa Pig as well.
Yeah, she's the voice of reason in this as well.
The only sane one.
So, Baylor, what did you think of that? You've seen it a few times before, I gather.
So, the only two episodes this household ever plays whenever they're showing people are literally the two episodes.
So, 13 episodes, you've seen two of them multiple times.
Yes. It's brilliant. It's great. That's okay. But you can't get sick and tired of it when you only watch the same two episodes over and over again.
We'll watch a few more episodes shortly after this.
It's okay. And because it's the consensus that it's the best episodes, then whenever you watch any other episodes, it will feel like a letdown because... The thing is, they're all pretty good.
We were considering swapping out one of these episodes for another one, but that was based on you, Mackenzie, and Baylor all wearing the witch hats.
We would all need it. The old witch.
We were looking at the witch hats today, weren't we, kiddo?
Yeah, I was tidying up my stuff and I put it in the dress-up kit.
Oh, amazing.
And I was thinking about wearing it on Halloween this year.
You could wear it every day of the week if you wanted.
She's wearing a witch t-shirt today instead.
Yeah, I like the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Playing through the old witch.
So it was all right.
It was okay.
Yeah, for episodes that I've seen 100 times.
Okay. And then we'll come to the people who haven't seen it at all before. Lisa and Alex here. So, Lisa, what do you think?
So, it was interesting, yeah, because like I said, I remember when Kenzie was younger, we watched a lot of Peppa Pig and Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom. They're no Bluey, honestly. It's very English and it's very funny it's aimed at the parents, but this is Peppa Pig and Ben and Holly. But, it's not... There's definitely more problematic things with Peppa Pig and not so much Ben and Holly, but definitely with Peppa Pig, watching it with a kid, than Bluey. Really, a lot of times people have said to me, and I noticed with her, like, it's just basically Peppa Pig is just slamming Daddy Pig all the time. I found that really rude. Mm. And then some of the things that would come out of her mouth, little ears start repeating some of the rude things that Peppa Pig says. Ben and Holly's a little bit nicer, but Ben and Holly has the more mature part of it, like Big Nights, where it would be like... What's it, Nanny Plum and Wise Old Elf used to always, they'd get into this banter, and it was kind of similar to that banter with the two knights, where they'd be kind of back and forth biting each other. I really like this, but yeah, like you said, it was exactly what you said, where it seems like it's too juvenile for adults, but it's too adult for kids.
Yes.
Maybe,
and I think that's where it kind of... didn't find its demographic, and so then they've kind of done a season, it's not done well, and they've gone, right, back to the drawing board. Are we doing a show for adults or doing a show for kids? And so they've gone, right, let's do a show for kids, and then it's become absolutely massive.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex?
Yeah, because I haven't seen Ben and Holly or Peppa Pig. I haven't seen either of them before, so this is a bit new. So it just feels like it's silly, but it doesn't feel as though you're saying it's not juvenile enough for kids, but it's not adult enough for adults, so it just feels like it's supposed to be for kids, but I don't think
I don't think kids would really engage with it.
It sits in that 90s TV show once again, where it's like cartoons were very much not so much for kids, but they were for adults, if anything.
But it's still quite...
Yeah, it does feel like it's the kind of stuff... Yeah.
It feels a bit dumbed down for adults if you don't actually pick up all the little jokes, I think,
And so it's also the aesthetic as well. Not only it's but yeah, it's also this kind of humour feels like it's silly and boisterous, and I don't really think that is the kind of humour you expect to see out of any other adult animation at all.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to work out what kind of jokes they're trying to do. So it feels more for
babies, because it's such... It's like big, really basic shapes.
Yeah, and it's broad. It's not quite over the top, but it's exaggerated enough that it's hard to take seriously, but that's not the point of the show. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like that's the kind of entertainment that you put for kids rather than for adults. Mm.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not sure that kids would actually... Actually, kids would probably enjoy this a lot. I mean, I was a kid years ago, if I can remember. Yeah, it's... I haven't watched any kids' programs for ages. That's a lie. I haven't watched any kids' programs for that era for ages. I'm not sure whether that's representative of that kind of programming, whether that actually sit well with the other kids' animation programs that are around at the time or a bit before, because I think I almost grew out of kids' animations by the time this was airing. How old was this? 2000?
99.
Yeah, so I was thinking the ones I grew up with were like Nicktoons or the ones from even older that I kept repeating on the ABC. And this is not that kind of humour. But at the same time, it's close enough that it could be, but I'm not sure whether it would actually be the kind of programming for kids.
It's not doing anything for you, but you don't know whether it would have done anything for you back in the 90s either.
It's doing for me. It's just the fact that it's just enough, it doesn't feel adult.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's sort of Monty Python humour, really.
It's almost too broad for it to be. Like, it was funny that the first, when they were introducing it for the intro, like, this is very silly, but, like, I'm not sure you could leech an entire 13-episode season out of just being silly and have me enjoying it. Like, the idea of, yes, they have a Sir Doris, the hamster. That's silly and funny the first time, but an entire season's worth it just ends up being, oh, okay, they're doing this bit again.
This is where I think it's probably more made for parents with, like, and kids sort of thing. Because there's a lot of shows now, and there were a lot of shows in the 90s as well, where, like, cartoons were made predominantly for kids with a bright colour, blarish sort of noise. But then you had, like, just things that would go under the child's radar, but adults would go, oh, no, okay, sort of thing.
So there's a couple of characters that we didn't see in these episodes. And there's King Otto, who's the king of the kingdom, and his two daughters. And the two daughters are massive fans of the Big Knights. They think the Big Knights are the solution to everything. And the king hates the Big Knights. He thinks they're the worst knights in the kingdom and ruin absolutely everything.
And so, a wizard vagabond.
Oh, there's, some wizard, old wide wizard that serves the king sort of thing that's also just a little bit useless, and the king kind of gives him missions to do, and he just kind of goes, I can't really do this. And the king's going, I'm giving you an order. And he goes, I'll give it a try.
So it sounds a lot like the wise old elf's a bit the same. It's
And there's one particular episode where they're opening the kingdom's new hydroelectric dam. And at the same time, another scientist is about to announce a big, I think it's proton power. Basically, it's kind of like a nuclear reactor sort of thing in this sphere. And the sphere goes critical and they're like, we need to get this out because it will blow up half the kingdom. And so the Big Knights basically assigned to get rid of it. And I think, I can't remember how the episode fully goes, but in getting rid of it, they end up destroying the hydroelectric dam and leaving the entire kingdom without power.
And flooding the kingdom as well.
So.
I think they launched Sir Morris on a catapult. He comes out of the atmosphere as a meteor.
Yeah.
It said on the Wikipedia page that they called it like a cross between Blackadder and an animated version of Blackadder and Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It really does.
But they've kept that kind of, I might be wrong, but King Otto sounds really similar to the wise old elf. And then you've got Ethel the housekeeper, which really reminds me of that Nanny Plum. And so Ben and Holly, you've got the elves and you've got the fairies. And the fairies, they're like kings and queens and princesses. And Nanny Plum's the one who looks after the kids. And then you can point, but I'm going to finish my sentence.
No, please do.
But there was always that sparring between the wise old elf and Nanny Plum in that same way where they would like, they'd back and forth and they'd bicker and then stuff would go horribly wrong, and then it would be up to Ben and Holly to actually go in and fix it.
So, Jeanette, what did you think of the Big Knights?
I always enjoyed it. I mean, back at the time when it was on, it was when the kids were young, so they're watching all the kids' programs, and it was just a refreshing change, I think, from a lot of the other kids' shows that were on at the time. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious, especially, I think, really won me over when they pulled out their mobile phones.
That's very Monty Python, isn't it?
It is. It's very Monty Python. It's that little bit anarchic. It's got that slight anarchic humour to it, which I really enjoyed. And, I still enjoy it. As I said, we quote it all the time. There's so many quotable lines. But anything with Brian Blessed in is going to be good. Oh, and it's really playing on Brian Blessed as well and his persona, that larger-than-life persona. It was like it was written for Brian Blessed.
Definitely. 100%. But isn't it so true? We, whether it was the same for you guys than it was for me,
shows these days, they market it to the adults, because if an adult really enjoys it, then they'll want their kids to sit in front of it. And if there's shows that are a bit more annoying to watch or a little bit drier, you know, hey, look, I sat through my fair share of In the Night Garden, and
beautiful merch as well for your kids if you vibe with it, because you'll go, oh my goodness, check it out, Mackenzie, it's a Bluey thing. I love Bluey.
100%. And there was plenty of shows I did that with when I was when she was young, where I'd be like, hey, let's watch this one because this one doesn't make me go insane.
Before Owen was born, I ordered the Old English Sheepdog from Mary McCleary, because I love Old English Sheepdogs. And I got a message saying,
which one's, Kenzie, which one's the one that's the sheepdog? McClay. That's it. Nothing like McClay, a bundle like a of hay. Yes. Yeah.
And I rang the ABC shop and I said, you've got my dog. Like, no, you've got the wrong number with the ABC shop. No, you have my dog.
I wanted to bring up In the Night Garden real quick, because if you failed to enjoy, me and my brothers, we were watching that when, like, we were all in senior school, high school.
Yeah.
I was the same. I'd watch Teletubbies before I'd go to uni.
Yeah. It's just an acid trip of a show.
Yeah. And it used to be hard as well, because then when she did get into it, so on ABC 2, they have these times during the day and they go, it would be like nap time. So they would purposely put all of these wind down shows, like In the Night Garden, and all of these really kind of lullaby shows. Awesome idea. They never queued up with her nap time. So she'd be bouncing around the place wanting to watch TV. And I'm like, no, let's put the Night Garden on so you can relax. And it's like, or she'd be wanting to watch TV and In the Night Garden on happened to be on at that time. She wasn't at that age where I can be like, now she can just watch what she wants and I can go into another room. But
that's funny. I don't even know what In the Night Garden is.
That was after our kids were little.
Yeah. I was
really
like
colourful and
high school, literally year 12 and beyond.
And it had all these little characters and stuff.
Teletubbies. People that made Teletubbies, wasn't it, In the Night Garden?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like a follow-on to Teletubbies.
Yeah, but this was real it was all like wind-down type shows and it had all these little characters with all these silly names and it was... Oh my god, I can't even think of his name. He does the narration for it. It's the only thing I can think of is the guy who played the master.
John Sim?
Before him that John Sim turned into. I can't believe it.
The old.
Yeah, I can't even think of it.
Derek Jacobi.
Derek Jacobi. Of all things, I'm going, that was my. Yeah, no, he's been in so much other stuff. But yeah. Because it was interviews when he was doing Vicious with Ian McClellan. And Ian McClellan would give Derek Jacobi crap over the fact he was the narrator of The Night Garden. And he's like, no, I love that show. Don't make fun of the show. It's beautiful. Please don't bite the hand that's paying me for this.
Oh, but he is lovely, Derek Jacobi.
Yeah.
I like Derek Jacobi.
Yes, he was always in good
stuff. Well, of course, he and Brian Blessed acted together. His first role that made him famous was O Claudius back in the 70s, and that's really what kick-started Derek Jacobi and John Hurt as well.
Ah, yes.
Their careers. And Brian Blessed played Augustus, the Emperor Augustus, and he was so funny as the Emperor Augustus.
Oh, yeah, he was really, really good.
Brilliant. Really fun. I cannot read any history that refers to that Roman history that mention Augustus. I immediately think of Brian Blessed. I cannot disassociate.
Because he's got the bigger than life personality.
Yeah. Speaking of all of that old Shakespearean stuff, when I was in high school, we did King Lear and we watched, it was something by the Royal Shakespeare Company, acting of King Lear, and it was John Hurt was like the fool, and we're like, we know him. Like, what the hell? But yeah, all of those old school actors, they all came up together, haven't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And drank at the same pubs.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, Tom Baker and Anthony Hopkins used to hang out together, part of the same drinking group.
We kind of got a bit off course, didn't we?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's the big night. And what was the food, Angus?
Oh, God.
Yeah, empty plates.
Food. Yeah.
What goes on those?
Tinned hamster.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
I don't even know with this. This is kind of just bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs.
Like, honestly, it's just this warm show from... I watched this when I was a child, so I was about like 7, 8, 9 sort of thing. I'd watched Lord of the Rings, but all the fighting scenes had been cut out, and so I'd used to like...
We edited Lord of the Rings.
I was a big fan of like medieval fantasy worlds and environments, and this for me, it was just brilliant. it was kind of still showing modern technologies. I wasn't going, oh, why don't they use this or anything. It wasn't like, I didn't have big questions or anything. It was just fun to just sit down and watch. And afterwards would get up with our plastic swords and run around the house, sword battling each other. It was just, yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
For boys.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for boys.
Yeah.
No, and girls. Sorry, and girls will play with plastic swords and run around the house and battle too.
Okay.
To be fair, yeah, the princesses in the show have wooden swords and do like
do exactly that.
They bring their swords up like the big knight sort thing and usually get held back by their father as they go off to charge the troll. With their wooden swords.
Did everyone love this show? I know this is like this is a family show. You've got a voting block over here.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it depends on what kind of humor is for the rest of the show, but it's I'm just worried that the silliness would be kind of grating after a while, but I think it's a good show.
You've got limited opportunity for silliness because it's only 13 episodes.
Yeah.
And they're all really short.
They're only 10 minutes.
There was certain amount of opportunities, like for if there was only a certain amount of shows on ABC Kids and this one came on, I'd be like, yeah, I'd rather you watch this than some of the other garbage. But then if I had a choice of this and anything, it probably wouldn't be high on my list.
I was literally just thinking that, like,
yeah,
between this and like Bluey or something, I think I'd choose Bluey over this.
Me too.
Yeah, but also, I haven't seen kids programming in a while, but anytime I do switch it to, changing channels, I switch it to kids programming, it ends up being mediocre stuff. So I'm thinking, yeah, it probably would be good to have a show like this and shake it up a little.
Well, you just started watching, was it this morning you only just started watching that? She's watching the new version of She-Ra.
Oh.
Finally.
Oh, yeah.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
And then I was going through and showing her what the old Hordak looked like and the old I was like, this is what he used to look like. Just like, well, he looks ugly in both pictures, so you know.
Amazing.
Okay. So that was the Big Nights and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.